Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Let me say this. John McCain was poo-pooing people who said, attacking her. We're not attacking her. The press is doing our job.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
I'm calling on Congress to consider a new program to provide incentives for consumers.
It would roll back the clock on a woman's right to choose.
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
Blah, 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 blah.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show where reality is the bitch each and every night here until we get out of here, man. And through the looking glass, we go every night in a world of media and talk radio. On the line with us is Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation. And the big topic this evening has not exclusively been the Tiger Woods, but we have been talking a lot about Tiger Woods because this story has gotten much, much bigger and more bizarre, too, as we go along our merry way with this thing. We have the story of his mother-in-law having a fainting spell, which caused a great deal of consternation in the home there. We have 11 women, allegedly, who have now said they've had affairs with Tiger Woods. People like myself, voices such as mine, who say, okay, you know, this is really a bad thing for his family, but I watch the guy's golf. I don't know what the rest of this has got to do with me, but I understand that I'm a man who is his alone in his opinion. Pastor Rennick, what we're going to do here, and you have been talking about Tiger Woods from the standpoint of his disappointing the black community by this, as you put it, string of polo ponies.
Phil, I didn't. You're putting that the wrong way.
Well, you said the string of white women.
The preponderance of white women that Tiger Woods has been involved in, that Tiger Woods has been involved with, I should say, has troubled me, and I think it has troubled an awful lot of people. Let me tell you something about Tiger Woods.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute. Before we get into that, I want to play the voicemail that perhaps some people haven't heard. And this is a voicemail of Tiger calling one of these girlfriends.
Yeah, but that's not the point of what I was trying to say.
I understand that, Pastor, but I'm going to get to that. But let me first give people a taste of what it was we were talking about with regard to this voicemail. You heard a little bit of it in our montage at the beginning of the hour. This is Tiger Woods calling one of his girlfriends. Apparently her name popped up on a phone owned by his wife.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And you got to do this for me. Huge, quickly. Bye.
All right, so what was your comment, Pastor?
That piece of that audio, that, the voicemail you just played there, that tells me everything I need to know. That tells me everything I need to know. This young black man, again, you've been trying to make this racial. I have not said that this is racial.
You've said that him being with white women is a sin, according to the Bible. You don't lay down with a white woman.
In the interpretation, yes, the Bible basically says that to a black man. It doesn't say that to a white man. It basically says the black man, don't lay down with a white woman. It ain't it's no good, you know. Now, let me say something to you. I just heard you play something from a video game that is the most vile and disturbing thing I've ever heard. That's that video game that's got that elf that is involved in a gay activity. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's a video game. I forget the name of it. We had the story. What has that got to do with anything?
You're talking to me about Tiger Woods. I'm telling you, the world is filled with things that are very strange, that are very difficult for us to understand. But would anybody argue with the fact that an elf on a video game having a gay sex, they'd say that's bad. They'd say that's bad. And yet, elves don't exist. You understand what I mean? There's no such thing as an elf. And yet people say that's bad for the elf to say that. You know, there's no such thing as an elf. How am I going to be worried about an elf making me go gay or whatever they're afraid of doing when there ain't no such thing as an elf, let alone a gay elf? Now, the other point that I wanted to make...
That's got nothing to do with... Because it doesn't exist?
Yeah, but you're telling me that I have no right to say that Tiger Woods... Let me say something about this. Tiger Woods got involved with 11 white women. Now, what do you think the next thing was that happened? You just heard that young man call up one of these white women and say, would you please take your name off your phone because my wife went through my phone and she found your white name. And even though he had that one girl call herself Kalikwa, she wasn't fooled. It doesn't make any difference whether she's black or white, see? But the reason why Tiger Woods is in the shape he's in today, why do you think it is?
Because he was fooling around.
No. It's got nothing to do with him fooling around. Why do you think Tiger Woods is in the trouble that he's in today?
Because he had the accident.
No, it's got nothing to do with the accident. Why do you think Tiger Woods is in the trouble he's in today? I'll give you one more shot at it.
Well, Pastor, I'm not here to play 20 questions.
Neither am I, I'll tell you. Because of these 11 white women ran their big fat mouths all over the place, that's why. Because if he'd been involved with 11 sisters, these women, he'd be as clean, if you pardon my language, he'd be as clean as a baby's ass. And you know it as well as I do.
Oh, okay. So here we go with one more racial comment, that because Tiger Woods was involved with white women, they ran their big mouths.
Why do you think that man is in the trouble that he's in today? He's got 11 white women that can't wait to spill their guts. He's got 11 white women that can't wait to run their big fat bazoos all over town about what they know. Now the poor man, he calling up this.
Oh, the poor man. Did anybody put a gun to this guy's head?
Oh, there you go. You're gonna use that excuse, huh? Putting a gun to his head. You show a black man a white woman, you might as well be putting a gun to his head. So you don't understand what you're talking about.
And you're telling me they got no free will when they see a white woman. You're telling me that a black man sees a white woman, no free will. And this stuff about the herpes virus driving a guy mad and wearing a cape and running through Central Park with no pants on.
If you don't believe me, this is in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
All right, I don't doubt that there was some anecdotal reference to something like that, but I don't think, as that one caller said, that you should apply it to everybody else. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line is Keith in Washington. Keith, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You know what? First off, I'm a black man married to a white, wonderful, a woman of 11 years, Christian woman. And the point I'd like to make with the pastor is, in Deuteronomy, if you understand that correctly, it is not talking about a black man laying with a white woman or anything. It is, the Lord is talking about the Jews not interracially married to the nations that worship idols. If you remember in Exodus, it says, God says, please, no idols before me. If you fast forward...
That's exactly right.
If you fast forward...
But you've got to apply the Bible to modern times, brother. You've got to take the Bible.
You know what?
The Bible's an elastic document.
I waited for 45 minutes.
Right.
And
go ahead, Keith.
Give me the kindness.
All right.
In your heart.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Into Judges, when Samson,
the
Lord set him apart, being a Nazarite vow. If you read this, it says no beer, no wine,
nothing like that.
And Samson wanted to marry the Philistine woman outside of the race,
what?
And not a race of the religion.
You having a fifth race today?
Okay.
The deal is, Tiger Woods.
Keith, it's Phil. Hold on. Keith, this is Phil. Hold on.
Yes.
Pastor Rennick, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
I'm listening to you talking to somebody about the fifth race and Lipton tea. And
Claire was making me some Lipton soup. I'm sorry.
If you would listen to what the man is saying.
Jesus. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just trying to, because no one else gave it. You were a pastor, and you said, you know, read the Bible. And you know what?
Yeah.
It does not, folks, I like to apologize to this man across the whole nation. The Bible does not say that black man should not lay with a white person. It says, as the lady said earlier, it says, you know what? If you're going to get married, be unequally yoked together. That means, you know what?
Well, you put that. Let me ask you a question. How does that apply to a modern generation of Christians and Jews? How does that apply? That doesn't apply at all. God did not mean for his words to be locked in a tomb. God wants his words to be alive. You know that God's word is a living thing.
A living, breathing.
And we have got to find the life.
And you should know that.
We have to find the life in that Bible verse, and the life in that Bible verse says very clearly. Let me ask you. I said it to the audience. I'm going to ask you. You know that Tiger Woods, if he'd been involved with 11 black women, you and I wouldn't even be talking about him right now. And you don't want to know why? Because those white women couldn't wait to run out the newspaper and get their faces in the newspaper.
That is right.
And get a book deal and get on the Oprah Winfrey book club, you know. That's what they want to do.
Tiger Woods did the wrong thing. Tiger Woods went before God and said, you know what? I will be married with you. And you know what? He broke that covenant. He broke the covenant. Whether it was with a white woman, blue woman, or whatever, he broke the covenant. That is
why. Why did he break the covenant? Why did he break the covenant? Why did he break the covenant? He broke the covenant because... Why did he break
his choice?
He broke the covenant because a white woman, because he got that string of white women came parading by his house. That's why he broke the covenant.
You are wrong. You are totally off base.
Whoa. Yeah, I found where you live, man. I got you where you live because you married to a white woman, and you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, look. You do not have the love of God which is inside of you. And you know what? He sinned. It was wrong. You know what? You were wanting him to be the savior of the whole black people. This is
what I'm not.
You give black people a bad name, see?
Oh, you give black people a bad name. You telling me, I'm telling you that a white woman's poison to a black man. Now, you know it. Because you're a black man. And
don't look at me. Why do you make those?
I love my wife so dearly. I would die for my wife. And you know what my mom said before she died? She said, it doesn't matter who you marry. As long as they love Jesus Christ, they can be red, green, or purple. And I have a beautiful family. And you know what? This will even make you even more angry, mister.
Listen, your mother's.
I have three other brothers. And you know what? They're married to a white woman. And I have a black. And my sister's black. She's married to a white woman. And you're telling me
there's nothing to what I'm saying about the black man and the white woman, and every single one of your brothers married a white woman. Now, your mother said to you that you could marry a purple or a red woman. Why'd you hold out for a purple one? No, you went for a white one. Why?
Oh, quit being stupid.
Yeah, thank you very much, Phil. He is
stupid.
I apologize to every single person that's been listening tonight because, Phil, you're doing a great show. But
this man said
from the whole point, and you are misinterpreting the word of God, and you have 1,200 people. By God, I just pray to God that, you know what, for him, for much is given as much as required.
At least you can give me this much. If Tiger Woods had been involved with 11 black women, we wouldn't even be talking about him right now. You know that white women blow the run of the mouths. You know that.
You know something, Pastor? You're the guy, or maybe it was somebody, or maybe it was Emery Clayton, who said the black women talk a lot.
I didn't say that. Clayton said that. I didn't say that. You see, Gary ain't saying nothing because he knows what I'm saying is true.
Hey, his name's Keith.
Pastor here is giving
you
every single black man. I'm a 45-year-old
man
living in Yakima.
Get out of here.
Yakima, Washington. And you know what? There's only about 1,200 black people here in this town.
You sound to me like you're trying to bleach out. It sounds to me like you're trying to bleach out the tough way. You're going north. Getting away from the sun.
What do you mean, bleach out?
The brothers living in a town of 1,200 black people in Yakima, Washington. I don't even know where that is. That's in America.
You know what?
Don't be stupid.
Have you had an apple before? Do you eat an apple?
Do I eat an apple? Where's that?
Do you eat an apple?
An apple. Have you ever eaten an apple?
Yeah, I've eaten an apple.
Yes, okay. You know what? 89% of your apples comes from right where I live, the beautiful, delicious apples that are right here in this valley.
You know, you have been brainwashed by the white man. You're talking white man talk now. That's all.
No,
you're brainwashed by the apple.
No, I'm not.
You've been brainwashed by the apple man.
Oh, God. You know, Gary, I got to jump in here, Gary, because I want to say, no, Gary, I got to jump in. It's Phil. I have to say, first of all, Gary, you've articulated your case very, very well. The audience understands. Pastor Renick, all you've done is bait this man.
No, I heard this brother. He's talking. He's mouthing the words of the white apple man.
What do you mean the white apple man?
That's what he's doing. He's mouthing the word of the white apple man up there, and he's a brother who's now pitching for the apple growers. There's not a fruit on this planet that's less black than an apple.
Oh, my.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Oh, my word. You are.
No.
I cannot believe you.
No. You know what I mean.
My ancestors came from Sierra Leone, West Africa, okay? They were rice farmers.
That ain't an apple.
What do you
have
to say about that?
That ain't no apple, is it? The people that come from, everybody know that West Africa is the heritage of the American black person. Everybody know that. But I'll tell you what they grow down in Africa. One thing they ain't doing is running around wearing one of them wide-brim hats and, you know, we're melting that karma on Halloween and having themselves an apple festival.
You know what?
Have you ever heard?
Pastor Renick, you've taken this way off the point. I got to take a break. I appreciate your call very much, sir. Thank you. 877.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. It's a very nice man, Pastor Renick.
I didn't say the man's not a nice man, but that young man is living up there in the guts of the white man's apple country. And you don't understand. You don't understand.
I think he's going to cry.
Yeah.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Apple Man.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. As we talk with Pastor William Renick about the Tiger Woods situation, Tiger Woods today, the news is that there were some 11 women that they allege Mr. Woods was involved with, and apparently this has scandalized his fans. Certainly the media would like to think so, because they have they've been working this story. Also, the story of Tiger Woods' mother-in-law, I guess, was fainted at the house. She had a fainting spell. It wasn't serious. That also was something that was reported. The other story that I think we should make very clear, Gatorade stopped its association with Tiger Woods in terms of this sports drink, but that happened before this news. This was business they were transacting before any of this happened. Here is Ann in Los Angeles. Ann, you're on with Pastor William Renick. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
The pastor sounds so ignorant, because I've heard Tiger Woods said that he's mixed with Asian. I can see for myself he's mixed with Asian, black, and he also said he's mixed with white. So he can choose whomever he want to be with. And it's none of this man's business.
Man, you understand that Tiger Woods, you know Tiger Woods black. You know he's black. I mean, he can see that he's.
I know his father's black, and I can
see
that
black
his
man.
Mom
you know.
Is Asian. So you're not saying anything about him not being with an Asian woman. Why you not talking
I would
about
say,
that?
Because the Asian woman went out of Africa much was that? The Asian woman went out of Africa much sooner than the white. The white. See, the Asian women are almost black because they come out of Africa and they parked in Asia. The white got confused. They left. They went back and forth. They finally go to Europe. And
what has that got to do with anything?
This lady said about Asian women. Asian, this young lady here, and I want to tell you a story. In March of 1999, a black man was found in Central Park with no clothes on, wearing a cape. Now, this man had been driven mad. What's that?
So? What?
He had been driven. He had been driven mad. He had been driven. He had been. I'm telling you, he'd been driven.
It's mixed with white, Asian, and black, and it's his choice to choose.
You know that young man. I've looked.
I've
looked at that young man every which way. He don't look white. I can't. If he's got white, I don't see any white there. I see a little bit of Chinese because his eyes are a little Chinese.
Okay.
You don't have
I mean,
to see it. He's mixed with white. Asian.
Well, all right, if you say so, but you
can't
know,
see the Asian in him either. You can. See
yes, you can. His eyes. He got them. He got the Asian eyes. That's why he's so good at golf, because he's got good lateral vision because of them Asian eyelids. You know, he can.
What are you
so
talking about?
Whomever he want to be with, and it's none of your business.
It may not be my business, but let me ask you this. Who, you know, you and I are talking about it today. You want to know why? Because those white girls ran the big fat mouth of the National Enquirer. That's why. Because they want to make sure they get a book deal and get on the Oprah Winfrey
well,
book club.
It's his business.
Yes, ma'am, it's his business.
His business, and he can be with whomever he want to be with, white,
as
Asian,
you know,
or black.
But, Ann, you know as well as I do.
To be with white, that's his business.
You know those white girls do things that a good, beautiful young black lady won't do. They are
maybe
dirty.
Not.
And they dirty. No, they dirty. No, they dirty. They spread their dirt,
but
you know.
Oh,
white.
And you
so
tell me.
You choose me with white.
You're telling me you're not racist and you say stuff like that?
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying the dirty things they do. You know, the young black man is going to get conned by that. He's going to look at that and go, mm-mm, early morning dew, you know. But, young lady, I would.
You know, you should watch. You're talking to
a. Just because she's white, she's not superior.
No, he ain't
come.
Only
because they do all that lady and that ping pong ball. They do the ping pong ball thing. You know that.
All right, hold the line. Ann, thank you very, very much. Very good call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL.
What's your phone number?
Never mind about that. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Renick on Tiger Woods.
I'm not on Tiger.
Phil Henry.
I ain't on Tiger Woods. Better than he's on.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. On the line, Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation. You've made a lot of comments here about Tiger Woods' problems having to do with the fact that he was involved with white women.
I'm going to tell you again, Phil, Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post.
No, I know you talk, just because Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post agrees with you doesn't necessarily make it right. You're saying that because he was involved with white women, they talk too much, white women are poison. A black man got herpes from a white woman and went insane and ran naked and was wearing a cape. All of these things may be anecdotal, and in the American Medical Association Journal, as that one caller said, it doesn't necessarily mean that this is a constant. For you to take all of this stuff and throw it together, you're like a 9/11 truther, you know?
Phil, that is a disrespectful thing to say to me. I'm not some kind of a conspiracy nut, you know?
No, but for you to say that when the herpes virus goes to a black man from a white woman, it drives him mad, and you bring up some situation with a guy in a cape, that's what I'm offended by.
Did I tell you that? Did I cite my source? I cited my source. And I didn't cite Mad Magazine. I didn't cite Radar Online. I didn't cite TMZ. I didn't cite, all this other mess. I cited the American Medical Association. And that is a bona fide, and the point that I'm trying to make, and you're trying to sidetrack me, when I say to you that the Bible says you will not lay down with the white... Let me tell you something, Phil.
You know the Bible doesn't say that.
Let me tell you something. You know Rosalynn Carter. You know the name Rosalynn Carter, don't you?
Of course I do. The former First Lady.
Former First Lady, yeah. The wife of Jimmy Carter. Now, what I'm going to tell you, if you're going to hang the phone up on me, I don't care. I speak the spirit. You know the ping pong ball, these white women.
You know what? I don't want to hear...
No, you're going to listen to me.
I don't want to hear your anecdotes.
I'm telling you right now that she's got the record on distance. Now, you don't have...
Oh, will you get out of here with your bull crap?
You know something, Phil? You all I do is I tell you when you call me a liar. You call me a liar every time I open my mouth.
Rosalynn Carter's got the record. You know, to me, it's offensive listening to this kind of stuff when, in point of fact, it's a lot simpler than all of this jazz you're... mouthing. Here is Shannon in New York. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Shannon, with Pastor William Renick.
I'm not saying anything that I cannot cite with a sword.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'll say one thing to the pastor really quick. I think the only spirit you speak comes from a bottle. You're ridiculous.
Man, I haven't had a thing to drink.
You even understand that Tiger Woods is married to a white woman, so all your stuff about all the white women he slept with is irrelevant. He cheated. That's the problem. That's the bottom line. Get off the racial
man. Don't you think he could work a black woman in there? Don't you think he'd work a black woman in there?
No, you're an idiot.
Okay. What's that got to do with anything? Whether I'm an idiot or not, you can answer my question.
He cheated on his wife. That's the issue. Get on that. And stop with the bad stand-up routine. You're a disgrace to what you're
doing. It ain't got nothing to do. It ain't got nothing to do with him cheating on his wife. Got all kinds of sports stars that cheat on their wives.
On his wife.
It ain't got nothing to do.
You know what?
What's that?
Goodbye,
what's that?
Goodbye. You're a disgrace.
Yeah, get out of here, man. You don't make any sense, man.
You know?
You're wasting my time, too. You know, you're wasting my time, too.
Is he gone?
Yeah, I hung up on him.
No, you didn't. He hung up.
No, I hung up on him.
How can you hang up on him when he called me?
I told him to get lost, didn't I?
That doesn't mean you hang up on him.
He's gone. What I'm saying is I hung up on him. I told him to drive and blow away like a dry dog turd. That's what he did.
You didn't hang up on him. He hung up on us, on me.
You know, Phil, one of the problems, you got an ego that's out of control. Me, and the Bible tells us that when you let the ego get out of control, suddenly you become like one of those false idols yourself. And that's another man couldn't answer my question. When I said, he said, you know, cheating. That got nothing to do with him cheating. It got to do with the fact that that at least one brother out there that put a cape on
and ran through Central Park. You're gonna keep hitting that baloney until freaking
TMZ. I'm telling you, says Rodham Carter has a record. That's all I'm saying. Now you look at that Andy Levy. Is he a Jew?
What's Andy Levy got to do with it?
Is he a Jew?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then how come he got a Gentile nose? The point that I'm making is, just because Tiger Woods got Chinese eyes and a black man's face doesn't mean that he's got to automatically say, well, I better step over the line because I'm part white, so I might as well just start hanging with a bunch of Swedes, you know, because they ain't any smarter than the average bear.
877-876-PHIL, and we'll take another phone call here with Pastor William Rennick. This is Denny. Go ahead, Denny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm speechless.
Yeah, because I'm making sense.
You know what,
Denny,
Pastor Rennick, I've never asked this before of a man of the faith in my life, but I'm going to ask you to be quiet. It's my time now, okay? I'm a very Christian man. I'm a Southern Catholic man, okay? I am very appalled at everything you're saying.
I wouldn't call it Christian.
Don't interrupt me. I'm asking you not to interrupt me. You've had your time. It's my time. All right? I have black family. It has nothing to do with the fact that a black man cheated on a white woman with white women and how nuts they are. All right? It has to do with the fact that this man has been an icon for many, many years. Makes $90 million a year from sponsorships to play golf. All right, if we were talking about Joe Smith from Podunk, Idaho, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So don't sit there and talk
about... Wait a minute, where's it written down when a man makes a lot of money, he's not allowed to make a lot of money? If a man makes a lot of money, he's not allowed to go out and have an extramarital affair. Where's it written down? I don't see it written down no place.
I will talk.
Listen to the man, the gentleman's talking.
Yeah, well, he ain't making any sense either. He's making about as much sense as you are.
This is my time, sir.
Go ahead, Denny.
Okay. I love the man. He made a mistake. It is what it is. You know what? Everyone in life makes mistakes. But for you to be a pastor and sit there and say, based on the Bible, that he is wrong because he slept with a white man or white woman to make him crazy is nuts. And that is insane. There is nothing in the Bible.
But you are not basing that on anything. I've got basis for what I'm saying.
In the Bible.
I'm talking about science.
Stated, and everything that you were talking about is ridiculous. You are exactly what my family talks about when they talk about racism. Okay?
You know, I'd love to hear your family talk about racism. Will I be able to hear them over the cracking of a walnut?
Don't. Look, I'm not. I'll play this
game
all day.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm the guest. I'm the guest. I get to talk, and you got to shut up.
No, I'm listening to him right now.
I'm the guest.
I got invited on the show. You called in.
Let me hear for what this gentleman has to say.
Let me tell you something. White women use a lot of props, too. Did you know that? Did you know that, Denny?
White women use a lot of props? So you're telling me...
vegetables, bowling pins, toasters, ovens.
A white woman is the only one that uses props. You're going to sit there and you're going to tell me that.
I'm telling you, they introduced that kind of mess to this young black proud male using bowling pins and vegetables. And I tell you, that to me, that's disgusting. Yeah, you can laugh all you want. You can laugh all you want. But the next thing you know, this young man is mad. He's mad like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde mad, running through the street.
You know, you
lost his mind, lost his identity. Lost his identity. Because he's decided he's going to take up with 11 white women. And like I said, Halle Berry, you think you'd fit her in? I know I would. Let's talk about Beyonce. Think you'd fit her in? I know I would. Let's talk even some hanky, you know, like that Janet Jackson. You're a little hanky. I'd fit her in.
So now you got to insult the very black women that you want. You know, you want to fit, you want to talk about black women, then you got to insult one.
What?
You're talking about Janet Jackson being hanky.
Well, she's a little, road hard, put up wet, but I'm talking...
Road hard and put up wet. That's a very respectful thing to say.
You know, Phil, I apologize. I don't mean to cut you off, but this is exactly what I'm talking about with people in this country. And Pastor Rennick, he is typical up there with everyone else. You know what? We are talking about Tiger Woods. has nothing to do with Beyonce or Janet Jackson or anything else like that. Okay? We are talking
about
the fact that a man made a decision to cheat on his wife, which he knows was wrong. Now, he's going to have to suffer for that. But for you to sit here and talk about everybody and anybody, how you feel, especially...
I'm telling you that young man would never have sinned against his wife had he not been let down,
sir.
Been
you
let
a pastor.
To the edge of the lake of sin by a white woman with a bowling pin. And you can laugh all you want.
Sir, you don't even know what you're talking about. A white woman with a bowling pin.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. A white woman with a prop.
A white woman with a bowling pin. Now, if we were talking about, let's say he slept with a Latino girl, are you going to tell me that it was a Mexican girl with a fajita?
No, that's a woman. That's a woman of color. That's a woman of color.
It's a woman of color. Oh,
exactly,
okay.
Right.
So now the woman doesn't have color. See, sir, you don't make any sense at all.
No, I make perfect sense. I've been making the same sense ever since I got on this program. It's just because you tuned in 5 seconds ago doesn't mean that, you know, that I ain't making sense. I'm saying that Latino woman coming from the Aztec culture is, you know, she's got the, you know, she might as well be black.
And oh, get out of here. You and the white women with a bowling pin. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Renick, and that whole thing about that passing on the strain of herpes that makes the rage... Get him back on the line for a second, will you?
And it's been bad, and that's what I'm saying.
Hold on for a minute, because we had you off the air for a minute. What were you saying about herpes?
You didn't hear anything I just said, did you? You cut me off?
What did you say?
I said that the herpes makes the rage virus look like the common cold when you give it to a black man. I'm not talking about herpes just regular. But when it passes from the white woman to the black man, it's like the rage virus squared. You're running, you're mad, your eyes are mad, and you've been biting people, and you're tearing into a man's arm and all this. You put on a cape, and you're running through the night. This is what happened to that man.
Yeah, but you're talking about the rage virus now.
Yeah, exactly, the rage virus. Did you ever see that movie? They're like zombies, except they run. That's the part that blows me away. I can take a zombie, any zombie you want to talk about, a zombie that run, that's no good. That won't do. Oh, okay, so you're quiet now because you think I'm nuts.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Get it? Is he crazy? He scared me.
From what?
The zombies that run, are there?
No, he's an idiot. He's talking about some guy that ran naked through a park with a cape, and he's saying that that's because he got herpes from a white woman, and it makes the rage virus look like the common cold.
Yeah, but he said that it's like a rage virus.
It's not that. He's crazy. Are you guys nuts? Especially you, Robert. You're black. What are you, nuts? Were you sleeping with a white woman? I'm just kidding.
It's funny. Shut up.
877-8. I'm kidding around. 877-876-PHIL. World...
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I'll tell you in a minute. Back with our final segment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick as we talk about Tiger Woods. What are the implications morally for us, from Tiger Woods' behavior? Are we making a big deal out of nothing? And Pastor Renick has been on talking about Tiger Woods being with nothing but white women and how that's disturbing to him and others in the black community. Crystal, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Renick. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have one question for Pastor Renick. Where do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Where is your church located? Where do you preach?
My church is in Bellflower, California, Joyful Union Congregation.
Okay, I just wanted to know so that way I know to avoid your church whenever I come into that town.
Why would you do that?
You give preachers a bad name. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
Ma'am, how can I give them any worse a name than they already got?
Nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin. Tiger Woods stood before friends and family and took a vow to that woman to love and honor and cherish her, and he did not do that. It does not
matter. How do you know that she didn't say he could have an open marriage?
It does not matter what color
you don't know that.
Skin is. I'm speaking for all women, I'm sure, when I say when a husband cheats, it doesn't matter what color the lady is. A cheater is a cheater, and if that woman has...
You know that he'd never gotten down that road if he hadn't met them white girls. Because they come in, they come on the scene with a bowling pin and vegetables.
Come on, you...
Because you're not a preacher. You are the person that keeps...
You're about the fifth person tonight to challenge my credentials as a man of God. Because I speak from the Spirit doesn't mean that... And you don't agree with it don't mean I'm not a preacher. Now, I'm not vilifying all white women. I'm just saying a black man with 11 straight... he's got an unbroken string of 11 strikeouts, basically. That's what I call 11 dingers. You know what? You play baseball? Baseball? He got 11. He went downtown 11 times.
About his wife and his family.
Yes, ma'am.
It does not matter. It does not matter. He was wrong. The color of someone's skin is no basis. There's no basis for that. Whether it does not matter what color a woman is. He cheated. That's the point. He was wrong.
Easy for a white woman to say. You paint me to be a hater. I am not a hater. I love all people.
That's all I've been hearing out of your mouth is hate. You've had nothing.
Oh, no way. What's wrong with me saying why didn't he work one black woman in every five women? Is it 11? You know, 1, 2, 3, every fifth one, you know. But no. And nobody's addressed the bowling pin issue.
Will you stop with the bowling pins and the vegetables and everything else, please?
That's all you...
I told...
Say, you are so ignorant. I haven't heard not one educated thing come out of your mouth. Not one.
I'm going to tell you something. I told you... And I told the other callers that when the herpes virus passes from a white woman to a black man, it's like the rage virus on that TV show. Did you see that show?
You're spreading herpes to white women. There's Asians spreading herpes to Asian men. So what?
Right, but they don't turn into the rage virus.
White woman's fault that there's herpes in this world. If that's what you...
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying that when it goes from a white woman to a black man, it turns into the rage virus. From 28 days later.
What you're talking about. You are so...
You're ignorant because you ain't seen 28 days later.
What does that got to do with... 28 days later was a science fiction movie about people that got infected with a rage virus and run around biting people.
And I'm telling you, at least one brother was running through Central Park.
In a cape. Was he chewing on people?
Well, let me ask you something. If you see a naked black man in a cape at midnight, wouldn't you be afraid the guy start gnawing on your ass? I would. And I'm black.
What has that got to do with anything? What are you talking about?
I'm telling you there is scientific evidence that when a herpes goes from a white woman to a black man, the herpes becomes mutated into like some super, like a super virus.
Where did you read this information?
Where are you? Yeah.
American Medical, one of the medical journals. And what it does is it can mutate. Yeah, do you ever seen that Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll? Did you see that? In that movie...
It has nothing to do with anything, so you're blaming...
I'm telling you, when he get... No, ma'am, I'm telling you that when they get the... Ma'am, I'm telling you... No, you call me ignorant. I'm the one that got the science.
You don't know
what you're talking about. I'm telling you right now. In the Mr. Hyde...
You know Messiah. Ma'am. You are no Messiah.
I don't call myself a Messiah. I'm not calling a Messiah. I'm just telling you the black man will turn into Mr. Hyde if he sleeps with a white woman.
Oh, no, man.
That's not true.
Of course you're going to say it's not true because you're white. You don't want that to be true.
I've been with my black boyfriend for 3 years, and we have a beautiful biracial son. What does he do at night?
Where does he go at night?
He comes home at night.
Yeah, I don't know that,
do you? He's at work right now, and I'm up here at his job waiting for him to come picking him up.
You're telling me he's at work right now. You don't know that he's out there. He's out there in a store pipe hat and a cape.
You don't even know him, and you don't know the extent of our relationship.
Let me. I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you one thing. In the movie Night of the Living Dead. Yes, I am. In the movie Night of the Living Dead. That brother. Yes, ma'am, I am. That brother in Night of the Living Dead.
And it's a wonder she hasn't.
Would have survived the night of those ghouls if he had not put his trust in a white woman. You know that, Phil?
What did you say?
I said, In the movie Night of the Living Dead, that brother would be alive today had he not listened to that squealing white woman and all her mess.
You must have all your information from movies. That's
no,
you're
I'm telling
you. You're not
oh, my God.
Kind of
you're telling me you've never seen Night of the Living Dead?
Kind of fact. You're just speaking
no, you're not. You talked about the rage virus. You're talking about Night of the Living Dead. You're talking about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and that this woman's husband is going out at night in a stovepipe hat and a cape.
Hey, you know something? Tell me I'm wrong. In Night of the Living Dead, that brother would be alive today if he hadn't stopped to help that stupid white woman when the ghoul was going to get her.
It was a movie. Get your head out of the
movie for a white woman. A movie for a white woman.
All
a movie for a white woman. For a black man, that was a documentary. Man, you said, oh, that's fine. You could call that a movie to you, but for a black man, that was a documentary.
He doesn't need to be a preacher. He should be ashamed of himself for preaching.
No, you ought to be ashamed to call yourself white, because you sound like every black woman I ever talked to in my life. And that's a documentary. Night of the Living Dead.
Phil Hendry.